October 22, 1933, Jesus finds his heaven in the creature and his celestial mama. Everyone into the all, and the all into everyone. The divine will makes itself revealer and seeds its divine being to the creature. I felt little, so much as to not know how to move a step, and having received Holy Communion, I felt the need, being little, of taking refuge in the arms of Jesus in order to tell him, I love you very much, not knowing how to say anything else, being such a rather ignorant one. But my sweet Jesus waited that I would tell him more, and I added, Jesus, I love you together with the love of our celestial mama. And Jesus told me, how sweet, refreshing, it is to me to feel myself loved together with the love of the daughter and of our mama. I feel her maternal tendernesses, her outpourings of love, her chaste embraces, her ardent kisses that, pouring themselves into the daughter, mama and daughter love me, they kiss me, and they clasp me in their arms with a single embrace. To find together with my celestial mama the daughter who wants to love me, and she loves me as my mama loves me, are my most dear delights, my outpourings of love, and I find the most welcome exchange for so many excesses of my love. But, tell me, together with who else do you want to love me? And he was silent, waiting that I would tell him together with someone else that I wanted to love him. And I, almost a little embarrassed, added, my divine Jesus, I want to love you together with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. But it seemed that he was not yet content. And I want to love you together with all the angels and saints. And he, and with who else? With all the wayfarers, even to the last creature who will exist on the earth? I want to bring you everyone and everything, even the sky, the sun, the wind, the sea, in order to love you together with everyone. And Jesus, all love, because it seemed that he could not contain the flames, added, my daughter, here is my heaven in the creature, the sacrosanct Trinity who seeds its love in order to love me together with her. The angels and saints who compete to seed their love in order to love me together with her. This is the great act, to bring everyone into the all that is God, and the all into everyone. Your littleness, your infant ways and my divine will, embrace everyone and everything. You want to give me everything, even the adorable Trinity itself, and since you are little, no one wants to deny you anything, rather they unite themselves with you and they love together with the little tiny one. And by bringing me everyone into the all, and by loving me, you diffuse the all into everyone. My love being bond of union and of inseparability, I find everything in the soul, my paradise, my works, and everything. And I can say, nothing is lacking to me, neither heaven, nor my celestial mama, nor the cortege of the angels and saints. All are with me, and all love me. These are the stratagems and loving industries of the one who loves me, and who calls everyone. She asks for love from everyone in order to love me and make me loved by everyone. After this, I continued to think about the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus added, my blessed daughter, one who possesses my will as life feels in herself the divine motion. God moves in heaven, and she feels this motion. Our motion is work, it is step, it is word, it is everything. And since our will is one with what the creature possesses, she feels the same motion with which God moves flow within herself, and therefore divine is the work, the step, the word. What my will itself does in us, it does in the creature in a way that she feels inside of herself not only the life, but the nobility and the way of he who has created her, such that she does not feel the need of asking him, because she feels herself possessor. Our will occupies her so much, that it gives her its love in order to make her love, its word in order to make her speak, its motion in order to make her move and operate. And oh, how easy it is for her to know what it wants from her. There are neither secrets nor screens for one who lives in our will, but all is revealed. We can say that we cannot hide ourselves from her, because our will itself already reveals us. Who can hide from himself? to not know his secrets and what he wants to do? No one. He can hide himself from others, but from himself, it will be impossible. Such is our will. It makes itself revealer and lets the creature know what it does and what it wants to do, and it makes her the great surprise of our divine being. But who can tell you where the creature reaches and what she can do by possessing our will as life? The true transformation and consummation of the creature in God happens, and God takes the active part and he says, "Everything is mine, and I do everything in this creature." It is the true divine wedding in which God cedes his divine being to his beloved creature. On the other hand, for one who lives of human will, it happens as to one who descends from the nobility of his family and takes for his bride someone rude, rough, ill-bred. Little by little this one will lose his noble and educated ways, and will acquire boorish and rough ways, such as to not be recognized anymore. What distance between one who lives of divine will, and one who lives of human will? The first form the celestial kingdom on earth, enriched with goodness, with peace, with grace, they can call themselves the noble part. The second form the kingdom of revolutions, of discords, of vices, that do not have peace, and they do not know how to give peace. Fiat.